FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has spoken on the phone with his U.S. counterpart, Donald Trump. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the conversation took place yesterday.
The two leaders undertook to continue with further engagements, recognizing the various trade negotiations the U.S. is currently involved in. Respective trade negotiating teams will take forward more detailed discussions.
South Africa is among around 90 countries whose raised U.S. export tariffs take effect today. South African officials have been scrambling to secure a beneficial trade deal that would avoid job losses and stunt economic growth further. Parents, guardians and other community members have a month to comment on school capacity and admissions regulations under the Bela Act. Education Minister Siviwe Gwahube has officially gazetted the first two sets of regulations of the proposed legislation for public comment.
These regulations are going to assist schools in the implementation of the Bela Act, which came into effect from the beginning of December last year after the president signed it into law following years of deliberations, consultations, and discussions within and outside the basic education sector.
Basic education spokesperson Elijah Mhlanga says the regulations aim to protect learners' rights, improve how schools function, and maintain the balance of power between the government and SGBs.
Now, members of the public have been given 30 days to make comments in terms of how they view the regulations working and supporting the governance in schools. South Africans are therefore urged to access the regulations on the Department of Basic Education website, education.gov.za, and submit written comments according to the information that would have been given.
The South African National Editors Forum has condemned an alleged attempt by the suspended Independent Development Trust CEO to bribe an investigative journalist. Deboho Malaga was seen in video footage allegedly offering Daily Maverick reporter Peter Louis Myburgh a bribe in exchange for him dropping his investigation into her alleged dodgy dealings. Malaga has been suspended over an 800 million rand oxygen plant contract. SANEF has also stressed that media professionals must always strive to uphold ethics, fight corruption and maintain integrity. And relatives of Israeli hostages have set sail in a flotilla to approach the besieged Gaza Strip. More than 20 people boarded several boats that departed from the coastal city of Ashkelon, carrying yellow flags and posters bearing the images of the hostages as they shouted their names. Organizers say they hope to get as close as possible to their loved ones. Dozens of hostages remain in captivity after being taken during Hamas's deadly October 7th attack on Israeli soil. Israel's retaliation developed into a full-blown war that has left tens of thousands dead in the Palestinian territory and has led to a humanitarian crisis there. Durban 19 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 20. The top story, President Cyril Ramaphosa has spoken on the phone with his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump as a high export duty comes into effect. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.